Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all. And Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how do I explain the silence? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 3 years and I work from home, but I have to travel sometimes for conferences. I often ride with coworkers if it's a short distance. Last week, I drove and Don and Calvin from work jumped in with me. I made sure not to tell my husband who was riding with me until we got in the car so I could act like I went up to the office and the guys just happened to end up in my car. My plan worked, and my husband called right as we pulled up to the hotel in Austin. I stayed in my car to take the call while Don and Calvin got our bags. It started raining, so I had to rush off the phone and get into the hotel because I couldn't find my umbrella. I threw my phone in my purse and hurried out of the rain. I checked in and got my phone out of my purse. Don was in my room because he had brought my bag for me. I had no idea that I had butt dialed my husband and he was on the other end of the phone listening to our conversation. Don laughed about how bad I drive and how poor Calvin was holding on for dear life because I was speeding. We laughed and talked for a minute or two, and then Don came over and hugged me and put both of his hands under my butt and kissed the soul out of my body. That boy laid it on me, and I was speechless. Then he just walked out and didn't say a word. My husband apparently hung up at that point, and he called me back. He said he heard that I had two men in my car, and I didn't tell him. And to make it worse, I had a man in my room. But what upset him the most was the long silence he heard before Don walked out of my room. How do I explain the silence? I don't know what all he heard. Do I confess or keep acting dumb? Girl, you messed up, and you messed up big time. I don't know how you can fix this. At first, you deliberately didn't tell your husband about the plan with your coworkers riding with you. That one worked, kind of, sort of, not really, though. And then you thought, because you thought you got away with it. But then you go and butt dial your man. Now, you know, I don't condone lying. I don't do that, especially when the truth will do. But there are always, Steve, exceptions to the rule. I hate to admit this, but you know you can't tell your husband about how this man grabbed you, hugged you, and kissed you, grabbed your butt, cuffed you. But you can't do it. You can't do it.
We lying.
You can't tell your husband that. You know you can't.
We lying.
Yes.
Your husband's not going to take it well, to say the very least. He's not. You say, do you confess or keep acting dumb? You got to keep acting dumb in this one. You got to act crazy, dumb, whatever it takes. But you can't tell your husband that. You cannot. Steve?
Let me handle this.
You got it. Help her with the lie, because you know.
Well, you know, you've been married 3 years. You work from home. You have to travel. Often ride with coworkers if it's a short distance. Last week I drove. Don and Calvin from work jumped in with me. Now, ain't no two men just jumped in no car with no woman. This was planned. And it was planned by Don and Calvin. And you went along with the plan because you kind of wanted this to happen. Hmm. Let's stop this reindeer game, little girl, you playing. I made sure not to tell my husband who was riding with. Why? 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 If it's harmless, why? It's your turn to drive. You the coworker. It's your turn. Don had a turn. Calvin had a time. Sheila had a time. It's your turn. But you already know you wanted Don and Calvin in your car. You know, so they ride with me until we got in the car. I couldn't tell my husband who was riding with me until we got in the car, so I could act like I went up to the office and the guys just happened to end up in my car. Wait a minute. So why you got to act like that? The reason you got to act like that is that they just got in your car is because it was planned this way. You knew it. They knew it. My plan worked and my husband called right as we pulled up to the hotel in Austin. Oh, y'all in Texas. Okay. I stayed in my car to take the call while Don and Calvin got our bags. It started raining, so I had to rush off the phone to get inside the hotel because I couldn't find my umbrella. No, because you can't get your hair wet. Let's go and cut this out right here. If we going to do these lines, let's do between the lines, too. You got to get off his damn phone because you cannot get your hair wet because the one that you like can't see you with your hair matted on your head. I threw my phone in my purse, hurried out the rain. I checked in, got my phone out of my purse. Don, he the one. Don Deli Juan.
He cute.
Don the magic wand. Yeah, Don was in my room because he had bought my bag up for me. Not Calvin. Not his ugly ass friend, Calvin. Don bought your bags up to the room.
Calvin,
Don told ugly ass Calvin, I got these bags, dog. Don't worry about this. The plan, we finally got her up here by herself.
All right,
when
hang
I come
on, Steve.
Back, I'm going to tell you what happened when pretty ass Don dropped the bags off.
He is cute. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject: how do I explain the silence? We'll get back into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how do I explain the silence?
See, you ain't got to explain the silence. What you got to do, you got to just explain this whole trip that you, Don, and Calvin had planned to take together. Because you act like it was a work trip and y'all drive when it's short distances. And you went up to the office and Don and Calvin was riding with you. Now, you didn't want to tell your husband that Don and Calvin was riding with you. You wanted to act like when you went up to the office, they jumped in your car. Now, can't nobody do that without permission, without planning. Oh, no. I can't do that. My husband would never allow me. He would think it's improper for me to drive 2 men. Y'all drive all the way down to Austin. Y'all in the car. Your plan worked. And then your husband called right as y'all pulled up to that hotel in Austin. Her, Calvin, and Don. Yeah, so now he called, and you stayed in your car to take the call while you watch big old strong Don and Calvin carry your bags out to, up to your room. Just looking at Don's back, Don just picked them bags up like they wasn't nothing. Ooh, Donnie. It started raining, so I had to rush off the phone and get inside the hotel because I couldn't find my umbrella. You had to hang up that phone, rush to get into that hotel because you can't get your damn hair wet. You can put your jacket on your head, but you can't get your hair wet. I threw my phone in my purse and I hurried out of the rain. I checked in, got my phone out of my purse. Don was in my room. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold up. Didn't you see? Now, I read in the letters different. I went and get inside the hotel because I couldn't. I threw my phone in my purse. I hurried out the rain. I checked in and got my phone out of my purse. You checked in. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? See, this is how I know you lied. Because you say you checked in, but when you got up to your room, Don was there. Mm. Now, whose room was you in? Was you in the room you just checked in and Don was up there? Or was you going to Don's room the whole time?
Ooh.
Oh. Or did Don check in and get your key and was waiting on you? Either way, how come you wasn't surprised when Don was in your room? See, girl, even when you typing, you lying. Wow. But you dealing with a professional.
What? Liar?
I read
what?
Between the lines. See, Shirley didn't see this. Because she don't lie a lot.
He just brought her bags to the room.
No. But how he get in the room if she just checked in later on downstairs? See, lied.
Criminal minds.
Don laughed and I brought my bag up to my room. I had no idea that I had butt dialed my husband and he was on the other end of the phone listening to our conversation. Don laughed about how bad I drive.
how did he do it?
Girl, you sure drive crazy.
He was talking like
that
when he
was in that car watching you, you know, because you could have swerved off the road. But I'd have put my hands on your thigh and lifted it up and put it on that brake pedal in case it looked like you wasn't going to stop this car. You know what I'm saying?
That's how he talked. All right,
he was saying all of that.
Yeah. And so Calvin was hanging on for dear life because I was speeding. We laughed. We talked for a minute or two. Ugly. Then Don came over and hugged me. Don put both his hands under my butt.
Yeah, cuffed it.
Yeah, that crease right there, that cup crease, that's to lift.
Okay, we got it.
No, you got to know what's happening here.
We know, too far. No,
but yeah. See, you don't know, because, and kiss the soul out of my body.
That's the part.
For your soul to come out your body, boy, them boys kissing in here.
Stop it.
Booty kissing allowed the soul to get out of an opening that ain't hardly ever open.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then he just walked and that boy laid it on me and I was speechless. Then he just walked out and didn't say a word because he knew he had done what he came up there to do. Kissed the soul out your body. He heard you breathing. He heard you stop breathing. He heard you say,
wait, one more time?
What did she say? The soul gone. The soul gone.
That's like the soul leaving. So he walked out and didn't say a word. My husband apparently hung up at that point. He called me back.
Yeah.
He said he heard that I had two men in my car and I didn't tell him. And made it worse, you had a man in your room, but what upset him most was the long silence he heard before Don walked out of my room. How do I explain the silence? I don't know what all he heard. Do I confess and keep acting dumb? You got to stay dumb, but since you lied about them going on the trip, let's continue to lie. The silence was because he had walked out for a moment and left his phone, and I handed him his phone when he came back. That's all the silence was, because he was going out the room. Or, husband, your phone cut off.
Oh, okay.
The line dropped.
Yeah. Okay, so those are two viable lies, okay, that she could use.
Yeah, maybe you had a bad connection. I don't know what's wrong. So what's going on? How the kids?
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.